Alley versus Shaw. Mr. Habib.
Morning, Your Honor. Robert Habib. I represent Dolores Ali. She comes before the court on an appeal from the district court's grant of summary judgment and denial of her motion to alter judgment. There is a presumption under Illinois law that an at-will employment contract will remain in effect, assuming both parties are willing. And this presumption is also that there is a reasonable and legitimate expectancy of employment relationship. It is the appellant's position that the district court, in its granting of summary judgment and also in its denial of the motion to alter judgment, completely ignored, was actually ignorant of this presumption, and actually in the motion to alter judgment refused to even accept this presumption. Robert Shaw is the defendant in this action. In March of 2004, he was commissioner of the Board of Review. He lost a primary election. In retaliation, and quite frankly, in pure malice at this point, he arranged to have a 14-year employee of the Board of Review, Dolores Ali, fired. The reason for her supposed firing at this point was simple. According to one witness, Charlene Tobridge, Ms. Ali's supervisor, she had made the statement, or Shore believed she had made the statement, that I'm glad you lost the primary, that I was here when you got here and I'll be here when you leave. The interesting paradox in this entire matter is both the defendant and the plaintiff deny the statement. The plaintiff, Dolores Ali, who had survived 14 years at the Board of Review, said she never made such a statement. The defendant, Robert Shaw, said she also never made such a statement at all. But the facts that were presented before the court in terms of the summary judgment motion based upon the depositions that have been heard at this point had established that, number one, Dolores Ali had been employed by the Board of Review for 14 years, that she had been a competent employee, that she basically, for the most part, had a clean disciplinary record. Number two, none of her supervisors, either the other commissioners, nor the secretary of the board, nor her direct supervisor, Ms. Tobridge, had ever complained about her work. No one had any intention of either disciplining her or terminating her. Number three, Robert Shaw, right after he loses the primary election, comes to Ms. Tobridge, the supervisor, and says he wants her transferred and then fired because supposedly she had made this statement that she was rejoicing in his primary defeat. As set forth in the deposition testimony, when Berrios, who is the other commissioner, came back, Berrios said simply that it's as a matter of custom and policy that if one commissioner wants you to be fired, wants an employee fired, the other commissioners go ahead. Based on those sole grounds alone, Dolores Ali, who had been working there for 14 years, was terminated. Now, she has brought this action. She originally brought a three-count complaint. One involved the violation of her freedom of speech, assuming that she had actually made that statement, which she actually denied in her testimony, that she never had made this statement, that her firing was a political act. We have not appealed on that issue. Count three, though, dealt with interference with prospective economic advantage. To prove interference with prospective economic advantage, she had to show a reasonable expectancy of a continued employment relationship. She had to show that the defendant, Robert Shaw, was aware of that relationship. She had to show that through a malicious act, a purposeful and malicious act committed by the defendant, that relationship had been destroyed. And fourth, that she had suffered damages. The district court, in its initial granting of its motion for summary judgment, simply said, because Dolores Ali had a subjective belief that her employment with the Board of Review would continue, this alone was insufficient to defeat a motion for summary judgment. This was simply an incorrect statement of the law. Going back 20 years, early into the early 1980s, the Illinois appellate courts adopted a doctrine, Cashman versus Shen. They adopted the doctrine in effect that an at-will employment arrangement, there is a presumption that this at-will employment relationship will continue, assuming both parties are willing. In the Fellauer versus Geneva decision, the Illinois Supreme Court backed this up in the 1990s and specifically recognized what the appellate courts have been following, that there was a legitimate and reasonable expectancy in a continued at-will employment relationship. In a case that came down over the last 2 years, Dowd versus Gleason, the Illinois Appellate Court again affirmed at this point that there is a presumption that an at-will contract relationship will continue at this point. Now, the district court simply ignored this presumption in its initial decision, stating her own subjective beliefs at this point were insufficient to show that she had a reasonable and legitimate expectancy of continued employment. After the summary judgment was granted, we came back on a motion to alter the judgment under Rule 59, stating, Your Honor, you made a grave mistake of law. There is a presumption that it was the defendant's job to rebut, which they presented no evidence to do so, that she would have been terminated in any event. The district court, in its second opinion at this point, simply pointed out that, okay, you quoted some decisions, but they don't as if they say that there is a presumption, and in any event, the presumption could be rebutted. At this point, this is summary judgment. There was clearly issues of material fact in terms of Dolores Ali's termination. We had presented evidence at this point that her termination was simply a malicious act by Robert Shore, simply because she had lost her he had lost the primary election, and it was simply in pure retaliation. And therefore, at this point, given the fact that there were clear issues of material fact, given the fact that there is a presumption of reasonable that this at-will employment relationship would continue.
Are you saying it's actually for cause then?
No, I'm saying at this point that the presumption would have to be rebutted by
What does at-will employment mean to you under the Illinois law?
At-will employment to me means the fact that the employee can quit and the employer can fire at any time. There's no fixed time, that it's terminable at will.
How does that fit in your scenario here? When she
because
was fired.
What they've held, the reason why you cannot maintain an action for interference with contractual relationships when you have an at-will employment is because the idea is you don't have a permanent contract. However, what the courts have held is that if you have an at-will employment, you do have a reasonable expectancy of continued contractual employment at that point. So you can maintain an action for interference with prospective economic advantage, which was the subject here. And Dolores Ali had been working there 14 years. She had a competent record. Her testimony was she would continue to work there another 11 years. The supervisors and the other commissioner, Mr. Berrios, at this point, also testified that they hadn't had no problems with her. No one had any plans to terminate her. And then Shore, just on his own, because he had lost the primary, believing she had made this remark.
But doesn't that change it to a for cause?
As far as that she could be terminated for cause?
Well, how do you interfere with, even though she has a presumption of continued employment, but if he still decides he wants to fire her, how does that make a difference?
Well, because she is not working for him. She is working for the Board of Review.
He interfered and caused them to fire her. That's your position.
He interfered at this point for malicious reasons.
Yeah. Whatever, he interfered, caused her to be fired.
Point.
She didn't work for him.
Right. That's why it's
interfering. You're into your rebuttal. I just wanted you to know that.
Excuse me?
You're into your rebuttal time. You can use it any way you want.
That's, at this point, I would ask that the court reverse the entry of summary judgment.
Thank you, Mr. Habib. Mr. Curran?
May it please the court. I'm John Curran on behalf of former Cook County Board of Review Commissioner.
I take it you agree with your opponent that she had a continuing reasonable expectation of continuing employment under the Illinois law.
Which is not absolute.
I understand that. You do not add more to it. I said you agreed with him so far.
Yes.
That she had a reasonable expectation of continued employment.
Yes.
And not absolute. Okay.
Not absolute.
So as long as we got that, I want that to be on. We pass on to something else.
I believe we need to go further into the Cashman decision in discussing that presumption. The Cashman decision goes on to say that instead that both parties of an at-will contract must want to continue the relationship for a claim of intentional interference with a prospective economic advantage. There must be some showing that both parties want to maintain this relationship. plaintiff did not develop any facts of evidence in this case.
Who did she work for, by the way?
She works for the Board of Review.
Not for Shaw.
Well, yes, she does work for Commissioner Shaw. Commissioner Shaw is one of the three members of the Board of Review.
Can Shaw fire her?
Shaw himself cannot fire her. It takes a majority of the Board of Review to fire her.
But she works for the Board of Review, not Shaw.
Commissioner Shaw, being one of the policy...
One of three, but she doesn't work for Shaw, and you can't fire her.
Correct. But here, in this case, both Shaw and Berrios, Commissioner Berrios, decided to terminate her for insubordination. The only facts developed in this case with regard to any intent on the Board of Review's part of continuing this employment relationship come from Commissioner Berrios' deposition.
Yes.
Commissioner Berrios laid out in his deposition that the Board of Review, it takes a majority to act on policy.
I do not recall this. What did he say the act of insubordination was?
Commissioner Berrios did not testify as to what the act of insubordination was. All he testified to was that Commissioner Shaw came to him, said that Dolores Ali had been insubordinate, and he wished to terminate her. He did not ask Shaw what that insubordination was. Shaw did not tell him what it was. He then acquiesced, agreed with Commissioner Shaw upon their discussion that they would separate Ms. Ali from employment with the Cook County Board of Review. Therefore, the only facts and evidence as to the Board of Review's intention here was that they did not wish to continue this employment relationship with Ms. Ali. As counsel previously mentioned, getting back to this other statement about I was here before you got here and I'll be here after you leave, that is a hearsay statement by Charlie Mae Towbridge, which is not admissible, and admissible evidence cannot be used to defeat summary judgment.
We said both your client and his client deny making the statement anyway. Deny that the statement was made.
Correct. Commissioner Shaw, in his deposition, went into other reasons of insubordination, observing Ms. Ali at the counter as she conducted her work in relation with taxpayers that would come up to the counter seeking help and information. So no one went down this line. The court did, based upon the complaint put forth in analyzing the First Amendment claim, the court was almost forced to somehow adopt that because that was the supposed First Amendment statement that was plaintiff put forward as being protected speech. However, that statement is hearsay, is not admissible, and should not be attributed to Commissioner Shaw. Commissioner Shaw basically just stated to Commissioner Berrios that he believed she was insubordinate. He wanted to terminate her. Commissioner Berrios wanted to terminate her. That was the majority of the will of the board. I would also like to address another argument that we put forth, picking up on the district court's ruling in the Rule 59 motion, and that is that the plaintiff waived this presumption per se argument. We don't believe that there is a presumption per se, as the district court pointed out, and more importantly, the Cashman court points out, and when the
I don't understand it. There isn't a presumption per se. We've already said there's a presumption.
Well, the presumption is not
irrebuttable.
Is not absolute. Is not irrebuttable.
Yeah, but it's still a per se presumption, and it's an irrebuttable presumption. However, there's a difference between per se and absolute.
Yes, Your Honor. And when the Fellhauer court adopted, which is the Illinois Supreme Court, adopted the Cashman court's ruling that one could bring this type of claim in an at-will employment situation, the Fellhauer court did not address whether or not there was a presumption.
Absent any interference, there is a continuing presumption on both sides that she will stay at work and she will continue to be employed. Am I correct? That's the Illinois law.
Yes, Your Honor. However, this was not put forth by the plaintiff in their response to the defendant's motion for summary judgment. This was not raised until their Rule 59 motion to alter judgment. At that point, in accordance with this court's previous ruling in LB Credit Corporation, that argument is waived. This modified theory is waived. In LB Credit Corp, the district court...
Could a member of the board who is the employer of this woman, interfere with her employment by saying she was insubordinate?
By saying she's insubordinate, no, because that in itself is not any sort of malicious act. I mean, the three members of the board, each of themselves, are the managers of the board. They are...
Supposing you said, I just don't like her, fire her.
She's an at-will employee. He can do that.
Yeah. So his motivation is not particularly important at that stage.
No, it is not, Your Honor. That is correct. It would be whether or not he made any malicious lie, which is not in the evidence based upon Commissioner Berrios' testimony as their discussion of the decision to terminate. Your Honor, do not have any other questions. Thank you for the opportunity to be heard and ask that the district court's ruling be affirmed.
Thank you, Mr. Kern. Abib?
Just a very quick rebuttal. Your Honor, in terms of what Joseph Berrios, the other commissioner, testified to, he made two points in his deposition. One, as a matter of courtesy, if one commissioner says fire somebody.
Like senatorial courtesy.
They go along. But two, we actually put in front of Commissioner Berrios the situation described by Ms. Tobridge as the supervisor, that Shaw was saying that Ali had said she had rejoiced in his defeat. Berrios said, number one, that's not insubordination. That's not even grounds to terminate her. And number two, even though the Shackman decision doesn't apply to the Board of Review, he specifically said that would have been a violation of the Shackman decision as he understood it.
He doesn't even understand the Shackman decision, but that's all right. He shares that with a lot of other people in the city of Chicago.
And last point, I did raise in the initial summary judgment arguments, I specifically cited Cashman versus Shin, which was the case that set forth the presumption at this point. To compare this with that LB resolution credit case where they held that you couldn't raise a new issue, there they were raising an entirely new theory of damages, which they had not raised in their pleadings, in their discovery answers, or in the initial summary judgment. This was not the case. This is a presumption, a legal matter at this point, an argument of law, in effect, that there is a presumption that the at-will employment relationship would continue. So I would request again that this district, that the Court of Appeals reverse the district court. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Habib. Byrne, thanks to all counsel. The case is taken under advisement.